A long time before Jesus, there lived a holy man of God named Elijah. In Elijah's day, his country was troubled with a lot of troubles, not the least of which was they were experiencing a long drought. Drought means that it hasn't rained for a long, long time. So the rivers dried up, the streams dried up, the well dried up. Only water people had to drink was water that they had saved in jars and barrels. The plants didn't have enough water to drink, so they were shriveling up and dying, and then the animals didn't have enough to eat, and it was hard for everybody. During all that time, Elijah listened carefully to God for God's guidance, and Elijah went wherever God asked and did whatever God asked, which seemed mostly to be to encourage everyone to live according to God's way, even though their lives were very, very hard. And when Elijah became satisfied that everyone was seeking God as fervently as they were seeking for water, Elijah announced it was going to rain. "I hear the sound of rushing rain," he said, and he told the king, "Go eat a meal and get ready." And then Elijah climbed to the top of a mountain. It was Mount Carmel. And it was a warm and sunny day, just like today, only blue sky everywhere. He climbed to the top of that mountain. And when he got to the top, he knelt down on his knees. That's right. And he put his head down to his knees. And he said to his servant who had come up the mountain with him, he said, "Go look toward the ocean, look toward the horizon and see if you see anything. It would be like if I stayed here like this and I sent you running outside to look into the sky and tell me, come back and tell me what you saw." So out went the servant to look at the distant ocean. And the servant came back and reported, "Nothing out there but blue sky." And Elijah said, "Go back and look again, and look as many as 7 times if you have to." So back and forth, the servant ran, looking at the sky, checking the horizon, and finally on the 7th time, he came back and he said to Elijah, "I see one little cloud way out in the distance." And Elijah said, "Great, go tell the king it's time to get to a safe place because there's going to be a huge storm." And sure enough, before very long, that little cloud far away had turned into a whole sky full of dark storm clouds, and the wind began to blow and the rain began to fall. And it was like a miracle for all those people who had been so long without any rain. Elijah was famous for his prayers. He was famous for his trust in God. He was famous for the way he talked about and stood up for God's power and grace and mercy, even at risk to his own life. So it's probably not that surprising that when Jesus came along, he reminded some people of Elijah, the great prophet of God. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Dear God, teach us to listen for your guidance. Help us always to do what you ask us to do. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.